Welcome to Unhinged with your host, Teresa Romer, motivational speaker, fashion expert, and fashion guru.
Welcome to Unhinged with Teresa Romer and my good friend, Malia. Oh my God, we have not seen each other in 4 years. 4 years.
Yes, we are.
A lot has happened. We went through COVID.
Right before COVID, we saw each other.
So 4 years, we made it through COVID.
Yes, we did.
You got married.
I got married.
You had a baby.
I had a baby. And I just lost my dad.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's been a lot, Teresa. Life is lifing.
You know what? And life happens whether you want it to or not. It just, you know, I just marked the 18th year anniversary of losing my son. And, it, you know, it's like, I remember when I lost my son, I thought the world would just stop.
Right.
Don't y'all know what I'm going through?
Right. Everything
y'all
stopped.
Just need to stop because I'm a mess.
Right.
The world doesn't care. People still get up and go to work. And
yeah. And I realized as well when I was going through it, and I'm sure you understand too, that people are also going through. I said, how are people walking around with this same feeling
mm-hmm.
that I'm feeling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Life is going to keep lifing. But God's going to keep guiding.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to remember to just stay our path.
Yeah.
And we're going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at us sitting here.
I know.
That means everything worked out.
Yeah. It always does. You just have to have faith.
That's right.
You just have to have faith. So what we love about Unhinged is we go deep. Because everybody's got a story.
Absolutely.
Everybody's got a story. And we've had some amazing stories here on Unhinged. We're just totally unhinged. We're raw.
Love it.
We go deep. We're unfiltered. You just say what you got to say.
And that's just going to be
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that.
So I wanted to have you on because I know you've got a story.
Yes.
Yes. How far back do we go?
So we can go back. Before I started doing henna,
mm-hmm.
I ended up feeling like we said, life is going to life. But when I was 19, when life lifes, that means that's the end.
Yes.
So I knew a guy for around 8 years and he ended up stealing all my money. And it was just a platonic friend. But that right there.
So you weren't dating?
Oh, no.
Just a friend.
This is just a friend.
Okay.
That even if he had asked me for some money, I would have been like, okay
I'll give you some money. I'll help you out. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
But for him to steal it, I remember being so confused on the world. It wasn't even the money. I mean, yeah, we can make some money back.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more on, oh, my God, people are really like this. Let me step back and try to reevaluate. Am I being too open?
Mm.
Am I being too trusting?
Yep.
Because it can either change you. That's either a villain story or a hero story.
Like I say all the time, you can either become the victim or become the victor.
Absolutely.
And so you didn't stay a victim.
I didn't stay a victim. No. I remember being really sad. And I remember praying. And I remember saying, God, help me.
Did you have to press charges?
No. I was...
You didn't know what to do?
I didn't know what to do. I remember because I really saw him as a friend.
Yeah.
So I didn't want anything bad to happen to him. I know that now, I just saw a quote recently saying, stop giving having a soft spot for people when they don't have the same soft spot for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember really feeling like, that's my friend. I don't want anything to happen to him. And I remember praying. I said, God, I don't want anything to happen to him. Just keep him far away from me. I don't want to ever see him again. And I haven't.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Mm.
I just didn't want anything. And I remember saying, keep evil people out of my life. I don't want anybody who means me wrong. If they just mean me wrong, just keep them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them. I don't care if they're coming with $1 trillion. Keep them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Evil is evil.
Evil is evil.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, I ended up going to my sister. And I remember, well, my mom and my dad, I went to them crying.
Yeah.
Well, I went to my sister and she was like, okay, can you do my henna? I didn't draw. I wasn't even interested in doing henna.
Uh-huh.
That was the first thing she said to me. I said, what are you talking about? I said,
did you even know what henna was?
I knew what Hannah. I went to international school. I went to Harmony Science Academy.
Okay.
So I saw Hannah all the time. But yeah. I didn't have any interest in it.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's cute, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I got it done once or twice.
Yeah.
At a festival. Yeah. And so from there, it didn't make any sense for her to even say that.
Yeah. So what were you doing to make a living at that point?
I was in school for engineering.
Okay. School for engineering.
What?
So you go from going to school for engineering to Hannah.
And you know, my parents were like, excuse me?
Yeah. Hmm? We're putting you through school for engineering.
Engineering. And that's all I've ever wanted.
And you're just going to quit school and go do Hannah.
I was in school for engineering. I was working at a hookah lounge. And I worked there a little bit after I started doing Hannah because they allowed me to do Hannah at the hookah lounge as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing makeup. All of that pretty much stopped. It's like, what? Yeah.
It's wow. So you're 19.
I'm 19.
Your friend mm-hmm. of 8 years. Mm-hmm. So you knew him through high school.
I knew him for a long time, yeah.
Steals from you.
Steals from me.
A large amount of money.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, now, when I look back at the money, that was everything I had. So, the amount now, I'm like, oh, girl, you're okay.
I can make that up real fast. Yeah.
But a 19-year-old me, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because makeup, you have to work so hard just mm-hmm. to get a decent amount of money.
Right.
Same thing with the hookah lounge. I was getting tips.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Same thing.
So your first year or second year of college?
This is my second, third year. Yeah, something right in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I graduated early. So, yeah, my parents are confused. Like,
yeah, they're like, how much money have we paid for college so far? And mm-hmm. you're just going to stop.
Surprise. It's time to stop.
Now, some parents don't let you stop. They're just like, we don't care. Uh-uh, girl, you're going to finish college, and then you can go do whatever you want to do.
So
but they were understanding enough to say, mm-hmm. okay, this isn't your dream.
It took a long conversation.
Yeah.
And then I said, just give me some time. I'm going to figure it out. I promise.
Yeah. Okay.
Then once they started seeing it, they were like, okay. Okay, because if you're going to do it, you better do it up.
Right.
And so after I did my sister's, because I ended up going to try to find some henna in general.
Mm-hmm.
It was easier to find a henna artist compared to just some henna. I said, okay, well, I found some. Scraped the coins out the side of the little coins we put in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Scraped those coins to get the money. Mm-hmm. I mean, to get the henna. Did mine in the car. And I remember my husband, my now husband, was my boyfriend then. And he was like, is it supposed to look like that? I said, oh no, I think so. That's when I knew it didn't look good.
Mm.
But I went home, and our perspective, we're hard on ourselves. We're our biggest critic.
Mm-hmm.
I got home, and my sister said, ooh, I love it. I said, oh my God, you don't have to say that.
Right. You're just being nice.
You're just being nice. So she was like, no, I'm serious. And she was going on tour. She's a singer, songwriter, author. She's incredible. I am Saya Saad. And I ended up doing her henna and just doing anything, not looking up anything. And I now know that helped me instill tools, because now I don't look at anything. I'm just doing stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I ended up doing hers, put like an S for her name and cute little stuff. And I was just like, she's like, I love it.
Really?
Okay. Okay, so
were you comparing your work to other henna artists?
Never, no. So when I did
so how did you not think it looked good then?
Because I was just talking to your daughter. I am a very symmetrical kind of person. When I first started, I said, "What is that?" I know it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been someone like my mom and my sister would say, "Do you think these shoes go with this or this?" This. I've always been that person. Like, no, I think that color is going to go better.
Okay.
So I knew that didn't look good.
So the school of engineering didn't help you.
It helped me with knowing that I like straight lines. So now it helped me. I like straight lines. I know it looks good. I know this line goes with this line.
Right.
I said, oh, okay.
But him is not lines.
Now,
there are a lot of
curves and swirls.
Yeah.
Now, when I started doing it and I started perfecting it, that's when my lines were coming in. And that's why my lines look so clean in my work. I'm like, no, that has to go like this. Okay, so I'm from there.
Yeah.
After I did my sister's, I still didn't think I was a henna artist. I just felt like I was just
But she loved it. But she loved it.
That was nice, Teresa. That had, okay. Your henna looks pretty, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Bye. Okay.
From there, I'm still a 19-year-old, no money.
Quit college.
A case of henna. And that's it. And this is how God worked. I got a call immediately from a guy who wanted me to do some makeup at his club. I said, the club? Who's getting makeup done at the club?
Right.
Well,
somebody.
He said, I'm trying to get all the girls out. I said, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I said, but at that point, my problem-solving skills were on it. I said, absolutely not. I said, sir, nobody's getting makeup done at the club. You're about to you're going to play me because this guy already stole the money from me. So in my head, everybody's trying to play.
So now you're thinking everybody's.
I'm on the defense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, well, let me do some henna. And it slipped out like water, like I had just been doing henna for years.
Wow.
He said, what's that? I said, oh, I barely know. Don't worry. I'm going to bring the girls out. Don't worry. When I tell you, I went to the club, a table and two chairs, nothing to show anybody.
Yeah.
People started lining up. But before that, I prayed and I said, God, just bring the right people to me. I don't want anybody that's just going to waste my time. Help me do the things that the people were going to appreciate my work.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah.
Because I still didn't call myself an artist for 2 years.
Yeah.
But I appreciate whatever I'm doing on them. When I tell you, I sat down, people started lining up. I looked. I said, why are you in line? They don't even know. I said, I could be doing anything because I'm not used to mobile henna. I have nothing to show them. I'm a lady with a can of henna. And they were lining up. When I tell you that weekend, I lost. I literally made double what I lost doing henna.
Girl.
That's why I'm still doing it. No, because.
Did they know what henna was? Apparently.
The people lining up, those are usually, they were first time people. Most of them were like, oh, I've never got it done, but I'm excited. I said, who sent you?
Yeah.
I know who sent them. God sent them because when I tell you everybody was just lining up, that was Friday and Saturday. Sunday, I made Houston mobile henna. I had no car, no car to drive, no driver's license because I was spoiled. I'm 19, but my boyfriend is driving me everywhere. My parents are driving me everywhere.
She didn't even have a driver's license at 19?
No, at 19, I'm like, Houston.
Most 16-year-olds are chomping at the bit to get their driver's license.
No.
You were like, I'm fine.
Passenger princess.
I'm a passenger princess.
I'm like, where are we going today, guys?
I'm just being chauffeured around.
Somebody just told me that. They were like, what's your dream car? I said, ooh, a driver. That's all I need. I don't care where we're driving in. Let's just go.
Yeah, just drive me.
Just drive me.
Yeah. Just a Maybach and a driver.
Yeah,
okay. A driver. So you're 19, no driver's license, no car.
No, but I'm Houston.
But all of a sudden, in one weekend, you made double what the so-called friend stole from you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking like $3.
No, definitely not.
We're talking hundreds.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything I had accumulated. Yep. And I always tell people by the end of the story, he's not very important. Because he's not. It was the lesson that was important. So when you're going through the storm, know that at the end of the storm, there is a rainbow. There is clear. It's going to be sunshine. Because when we're in it, it feels like, oh my God, why would somebody do that to me? How is this happening? What's happening to me?
Well, also, you start to feel sorry for yourself and you sit and have a little pity party. And, you know, so when we talk about when life happens to you, you know, same thing when I lost my son, you know, I would further go into speaking engagements where I spoke about grief and everything. Right. And people would say to me, how do you just keep going? And I'm like,
keep going.
Why do I want to just sit around and have a pity party? Because there's people going through the same thing I'm going through.
Absolutely.
Some people are even going through worse things.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, like I was at one grief conference and I was the keynote speaker, and before I was brought up on stage to speak, mm-hmm. the MC was talking to me and he was like, I couldn't wait to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Yeah.
And so we were sharing stories a little bit, and he started to tell me that he had just lost his daughter. His one and only child. And his wife was battling cancer. And so I'm up on stage and I'm talking, and you know, I'm talking about how just when you think your life or mm-hmm. your situation mm-hmm. is the worst, I said, you know, the MC hasn't had time to tell you his story yet, but I got to listen to his story before I came up on stage.
Right.
And I said, you know, I'm standing here talking to you about losing my son, but I said, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Because I still have a daughter.
Yeah.
And my daughter is sitting in the front row, and she has given me two beautiful grandsons, and life goes on. But I said, I feel blessed still.
Absolutely.
But I said, the MC lost his daughter in a car accident, and it was his one and only child. So he's never going to get to walk her down the aisle. Mm-hmm. He's never going to have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get to experience anything I'm experiencing right now.
Right, right.
And his wife is battling cancer. So I said, just when you think your life is so bad and so mm-hmm. I said, somebody's got a bigger, deeper,
absolutely.
Worse story than you do.
I think about that daily, that people will trade your life, even at your worst, you feel like it's your worst. Somebody's saying, man, I wish I could just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went through that, especially with my dad. He just battled cancer. And I would see him, and I was saying, God, why did you choose my dad? Like, what? And he had lung cancer, but he was never complaining.
Mm-hmm.
He never was on, like, a breathalyzer where he had to keep. God has been so good. He, you know, he did pass, but he didn't suffer. Like, I know some people suffer for years.
Years. Years, yeah.
Years.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't get to see, I didn't have to see him so miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just know that, you know, even when it's at your worst,
mm-hmm.
just know that somebody else is going through
right.
way worse.
So look at you. You took a situation that seemed horrible. We're not talking about your dad. We're talking about when you were
mm-hmm.
stolen from.
Right.
And you laid it in God's hands.
Absolutely.
And in one weekend.
Oh, yeah. We back. It was back. And then, okay, so I had a choice. I had a choice whether to go back to what I was doing before mm-hmm. or to keep going in where I, you know, my newfound chapter was.
The fear of the unknown.
And that was heavy for me because I said, I don't want, my biggest thing was my parents. I didn't want to let my parents down.
Right.
At 19, I'm like, please. I know this sounds crazy, but I got it. So, yeah, I started that Sunday. I made that Houston Mobile henna.
And you were like, okay, is this a fleeting moment?
Yeah.
Am I going to be able to repeat this?
Yeah.
Can I repeat this the following weekend?
Right. So that Sunday, I ended up making Houston Mobile henna and hitting a bunch of people. Just a bunch of people. And from there, my first client that was booked was Janae Aiko.
Mm.
And that was my favorite singer.
Mm.
And I feel like each person, because after that year, I started doing all my favorite singers, actresses, comedians, anybody I ever wanted to do in general.
Mm-hmm.
I would just reach out or they would reach out to me. I said, oh my God, y'all want this? Okay, so I remember sitting back because it almost got scary because I equipped it being a celebrity this to the top, like celebrity makeup artist, celebrity hairstylist, that's their top.
Yeah.
Once you do that,
yep,
you're at the top of your game.
Right. Right.
God gave me that in the first day, the first year.
Yeah.
Everything I had done, everybody I wanted to do. So I remember just being like, okay, well, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Why do everybody want this? Why can't I see what they're seeing?
Right.
And when I tell you, literally, I had to realize that henna became my piece. It became something I can't trade money for.
Right.
It became something that made me happy and also made me happy to make other people happy.
Right.
So I sat back with that and I realized, oh, this is what God put me here for. This is what genuinely makes me happy, not something I'm faking the happiness
right.
for. Yeah, I like to do this. No, this is something I really
and
love
they always,
to do.
And they always say in life, if you can find something you love to do, you'll never feel like you're working.
Absolutely.
Because you're just so, it just you're in it. Brings happiness.
You wake up differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
And how many years have you been doing it now?
I am on my 9th year. It's crazy. But it feels like I've been doing it for 50 years because I do it every day, all day.
Yeah.
But I like every day I'm trying to compete with my yesterday self. It's no one I'm trying to compete with because every time I have a thought, I look on Google or on Pinterest and then they pull up my work. I said, okay, well, no, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for what's in my head.
Right.
And I can never find it, so I just make it.
So, 9 years. Mm-hmm. Do you call yourself a celebrity henna artist?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I call myself. Well, that's what everybody else calls me. I'm just like, yeah, I do henna. My mom's like, no, let me tell you. She does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do it. Because
mm-hmm.
I just really like doing it. I love doing it. And I do a lot of like events where it just makes, first of all, makes me feel happy in mm-hmm. general. Like I go to the hospitals. Mm-hmm. I just did a fifth grade graduation. So they're going into middle school. So they got henna for the first time.
Oh my God. How fun is that?
It was a lot of fun.
Like just on their hands or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
and I just dropped a product. So I have my aftercare oil.
Ooh.
I know. I'm having so much fun, Teresa.
Girl. And somewhere you found time to get married and have a baby.
Yeah.
Was that a plan?
It's God's plan because we were going to get married in general.
Right. Because you've been together forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
But the baby happened so quick. So this is what I tell you. Never question what's going on because I was like 2 months after we got married, I ended up getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But we had been together 10 years.
Right.
Never had a slip up. Never like, oh, no, this is our first time. That's what it's literally glory to God.
So it's like a slip up.
Right.
Right.
So
for 10 years, you didn't have slip ups.
Yeah. For that one. That
right.
2 months after I said at least a year. In my head, I plan my life. I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
So a year later, that's when we'll have our baby. We'll do. But that's not what happened. When I tell you, glory to God, we had our baby and then she was born the day before our anniversary.
Uh-huh.
So literally we were in the hospital for our year anniversary for our wedding. And 10-year anniversary together.
Right.
And my dad got to meet my child. My dad got to walk me down the aisle.
See?
My dad got to meet my child.
See?
So I'm so happy that he got to really enjoy her as well.
Mm-hmm.
He got to lay with her and love on her and everything. So I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that it happened
quick. So baby number two thinking? No.
Some people like 10 kids, seriously.
10?
10 kids?
Does he come from a big family?
No. What? I come from a big
family.
Why
does he want 10?
I don't know. I was the last born. He's the first born. I don't know. Somewhere in it, we're.
You don't want to just have two.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Whatever God has for I get again.
Remember, they got to go to college and
yeah. Right now, it's fun, right?
Cars and I'm always like, okay, gotta buy clothes and we gotta buy cars. We got college. Right. Yeah, right. It's like I want 10, but 2 is good.
Yeah.
Financially,
10 back in the day.
Yeah,
that was okay.
I don't know.
Live on a farm. We're okay.
Well, I don't know, girl, because you were the one that reached out to me, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't even know what henna was.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see you in my DMs reaching out to me saying, I want to do your henna. And I'm like,
yeah.
Who is this?
And I told you, somebody told me about you the day before, and it was someone who was taking my class.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, he was like, you should do Teresa. I said, okay.
Who?
I said, show me. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He pulled up your page. I said, well, I'll contact her tomorrow. Okay.
You weren't scared?
No. If it's supposed to be, it'll be. I have hit up so many people and some work out and some don't.
Yep.
But if it's supposed to be, it will be. I don't press it.
Yep.
I don't. Listen, I'm on. that's how we became friends. Because yeah. I was just like, okay, yeah. you want to get it?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
Get it.
I know.
I'll be there at 2.
I know. And she shows up, yeah. and I'm like, I can't remember. You did my hand.
Mm-hmm. I did your arm.
Well, we did
in your hand.
Well, we did hand first.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, mm-hmm. we got to do my arm because mm-hmm. my daughter has this tattoo yes. of this sleeve. And yes. she'll just, and then we'll take a picture and I'll make her think I went and got a tattoo.
I know, that's right.
And yeah. you're like, and I'll be damned if you didn't just.
I was like,
spot mm-hmm. on.
And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like.
And we were talking the whole time. That's what people think is so amazing. Because I'm not really even thinking about what I'm doing. I'm just like, yeah, girl, so how's your mom? I love it.
Oh, my God. Oh, we're going to have to do that. Well, that's going to have to be a repeat.
Yeah, we'll
and, do it again. And I still got to get you a wedding gift and a baby gift. I'm so far behind. Yeah. So we were talking about life, yes. you know, this past mm-hmm. 3 years has you know, it's like everything I planned to do, I didn't get to do.
Right.
And so now I'm trying to just play right. catch up.
And
literally.
You never know what's going on in someone's life. So you saw me going through this, and I had no idea you were even going. Well, of course, everyone goes through life.
Yeah.
But you don't know what someone's going through.
Right, right. Yeah. So I was dealing with all the stuff with my husband's surgeries and all that, and right. me being the only caretaker, sometimes I wanted to go to somebody's wedding and I couldn't because then I couldn't leave him, and
right.
it just
right.
yeah, and it's too hard to just try to explain to people.
Absolutely.
So you're just like, sorry, I can't make it.
Yeah.
But yeah. yeah.
Well, you know, and that's why people need to give people grace,
because
yes. you don't know mm-hmm. what's going on yeah. in someone's life,
yeah,
and especially if you haven't reached out.
Yeah.
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 Well, I'm so grateful and blessed to have you on this podcast.
I am so grateful to be on this podcast. I told you, I was like, Teresa, let me get on the podcast. Yeah. I'm so happy.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having
thank
me.
You, thank you, thank you so much, so much. And believe me, people, you have not heard or seen the last of Malia, because we will have her back again.
That means we're working.
Yeah. Those are working hands.
Ooh, working hands.
So that just doesn't even come off.
Mm-mm. As much as I do it, no. As soon as I put some on, the other one's fading off and that one's coming
because you can't wear gloves.
I can, but I just rip them off. I'm yeah. just like.
Yeah, I'm just.
You're too artsy for it.
So at least when you show up, you're like, I wear my work.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm working.
So, anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in to Unhinged with Teresa Romer. And until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.